Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Do you believe the Patriots were spying on the One Win Bengals under the guise of their television show? Do you really believe it?
Oh, no, no!
This is something that we 100% have zero involvement with.
Dale Arnold.
It's raining here in New York City this morning. It actually is just all the tears pouring down from the greater New England area.
Buy me a river.
Rich Keith. Andy, it's nice of you to make a point to make Shine chorus recital.
I don't understand.
Dale and Keith, middays.
And he was booing the Patriots. He would be disciplined.
I wanted to share my Oscar story with you.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. OMF sent out a tweet a little while ago, and they're teasing us here, because they're coming in at the top of the hour, but the tease is they're kind of hinting that it may not just be 8 minutes of footage. Now, we read something earlier.
What do these guys know? What are they
Dunsky.
Got?
Scoops?
Well, we...
Scoops
We
is
read
back.
Something earlier which suggested it could have been the entire first
Whole
quarter.
First quarter?
I think it was Dan Wetzel.
Oh, boy.
Who suggested it could be a lot more than... Now, maybe Glenn or Lou or Christian or all three have come up with some solid information that indicates...
Yikes.
It's even more than you thought.
Yikes. And then... Do you think before the game on Sunday, there's a punishment levied one way or the other? Do you think it's that quick? Because I was reading...
It might come out,
yeah,
but it won't. They'll have to appeal it. So
Karen wrote an article in the Boston Herald, and really a lot of the same stuff that we were saying is just, you know, pretty dumb for this to have happened.
Right.
You know, you really need
the
to have...
The optics is just awful.
And you need to have somebody tell the guy doing the video, listen, this is what you can't have. And even have setting them there seems like a dumb thing. But anyway... She points out, in 2007, when the Patriots were accused of videotaping the Jets' defensive signals during the season opener, it didn't take much time before the league came down with sanctions. Goodell took just 4 days of investigating before finding the Patriots guilty of illegally taping the Jets. 4 days?
Did the Patriots appeal it? I forget.
I don't think they did.
No, I don't know if they did either. But think about that. That was 4 days to come up with
$500,000. In this case, the Patriots have already admitted that they did it.
That's the point. How do you not punish a team that admitted that they did something wrong and a team that already has a track record? And whether you believe it or not or however you are, if the Patriots themselves have said, yeah, we screwed up. And they're saying, again, it wasn't the team necessarily. It was more this production crew, which is all within the same, you know,
really
craft paint everybody. So... Yeah, they at the very minimum are going to get fined. And then I wonder, is that adequate enough for the Cincinnati Bengals? Or are they saying, hey, you take a pick away, or we're going to release the tape on our own? Or do they get in trouble if they do that? Or like, how does this whole thing work? But we talked to Ian Rapoport earlier today, and some of the other reports that we've heard out of Cincinnati, the 1-12 Bengals are real mad. They're pissed about the whole thing. And maybe they're pissed at something else. You know, that happens all the time. You're mad at something else. That something comes up and then you take it
what
out on that person.
Have you been in my house?
Exactly.
What could the Bengals be mad about? Go figure.
They're going to have, you know, do they want Joe Burrow? Do they want Chase Young? I mean, that's a good decision to have.
Yeah, agreed.
But nope, now they're upset and we'll see. But again, if that was 4 days for that and there was no admission then, now you're going to have, you know, mm-hmm. What's today, Tuesday? I bet they do have something before Sunday's game at 1:00.
I'll say this, and I'll take the Patriots statement at face value until I know differently. But what they say is the production crew, without specific knowledge of league rules, inappropriately filmed the field from the press box. If you've got a film crew out there and you don't make them aware of what the rules are,
absolutely inexcusable.
That's piss poor management there.
Agreed.
And again, because of who you are. If the Bengals sent somebody to New England and they accidentally filmed the field, you would look at this and be like, what are you guys doing? Like, what are you doing? But it wouldn't be this huge deal because I'm sure Cincinnati doesn't know the rules of Spygate as well as every New England fan, let alone people
Cincinnati
who work for
the play calls. I'm not sure that they would.
It may not.
Well, you also know that where this meeting that they're having, is that in
Dallas?
Dallas. Yeah. You also know that there's going to be some owners that are in Roger Goodell's ear.
Well, the general owners meeting is tomorrow.
Okay.
And I would not be a bit surprised if Robert Kraft is called upon to, okay, Robert, let's explain ourselves here.
Well, speaking of Robert Kraft, I'm sure there are some owners around the league, too, that are saying, what, wasn't he supposed to get in trouble? Remember all the headlines that he was in with TMZ? I thought something was going to happen there. Nothing happened. Now the team is telling you they did something wrong. You got to do something. And again, it's just like with Deflategate and with the first Spygate. The teams are just so, or the other teams around the league are so sick of this success. They're like, how else can we try to get an edge on the Pats? Keep taking away first round picks, and maybe it'll work out.
You'd be naive to think that doesn't play a part in the proceedings. And I'm not saying it's the only thing. I'm not saying it's the ultimate thing. What I'm saying is, it is part of the equation. I don't care if you're a billionaire. You still have human emotions, and when you see a team. Especially when the rule changes have been designed to create parity and hold things, make every team part of the equation. And the Patriots have blown that out of the water. Of course, that's going to bother you.
Right.
By the way, and just because it's fun to kick around the Jets when you get an opportunity, their latest brouhaha is that Le'Veon Bell was ruled out of the game on Sunday afternoon against the Dolphins because he had the flu. Missed the game. Got the flu. I mean, you get sick, you get the flu.
The whole Patriots had the flu.
He spent Saturday night at a New Jersey bowling alley. He spent
getting
all
an
of,
IV?
He spent no, no, nope, apparently.
No IV.
He missed practice Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Ruled out of the game on Saturday because he's got the flu.
Right, but he got a bowl.
They sent him home Friday to avoid getting other players sick.
Smart.
He was not at the Saturday walkthrough. He was not seen at MetLife Stadium on Sunday when the Jets beat the Dolphins 22-21.
Nice win.
But he was well enough, apparently, to bowl a few frames on Saturday at the Boonton Lanes.
He's good.
Not far from where the Jets train in New Jersey. Yep. He was there bowling, apparently, from 10:30 p.m. to close to 1 a.m. when they said, look, we got to close. You got
to
go.
Wow, that's commitment to the game. That was, I'm guessing, glow bowling
he
at
had,
that time.
He had on orange leather pants, so they said it was kind of hard to miss him.
Did he bring his own shoes, or did he have to wear the ones that they had?
Say
there?
That
was he known for being a good bowler? Was one of the running backs somewhere was known as being a good bowler too? Was
Jerome Bettis.
No,
I think
he's
it was
just making that up.
No, I'm not. Look
really?
That up, Shine. Give me a favor. Look
somebody
up Jerome Bettis bowling. See if there's any hits.
Simple,
any hits back on that?
Real simple excuse right here. I got
what
you.
What is it?
I was hurt. I was hurting all day, and I took my flu medication, and
yeah.
And I was basically in bed sleeping all day, and I got up around 8 o'clock, and I couldn't get back to sleep. I figured I might as well get out of the house and bowl a little
throw
bit.
A few
so
few
he
frames.
Can't practice Thursday.
I just watched the Big Lebowski.
He right. can't practice Friday. They send him home from the facility on Friday.
Right.
He misses the walkthrough Saturday. He's not at the stadium on Sunday, but he's out bowling Saturday night from 10:30 until 1 a.m.
When did they deactivate
I don't know his results.
Oh,
here,
I was wondering if he could, is he like a 200 bowler, or is he like, you know, happy to get 100.
Yeah, he's like 280 average.
He's that good. No. Shime, you have some stats.
Jerome Bettis actually ranks bowling his perfect game ahead of all his NFL accomplishments because as a kid, he wanted to become a pro bowler, not a Pro Bowl player.
I like the wordplay there,
wow.
Shime. I knew it. I see, I told you. He's a great bowler. I bet he had some impact on his throws.
Is it a Pennsylvania thing, like a Pittsburgh thing?
Gotta be.
There's like not a lot else to do there.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Throw a few frames. So there you go. There's the Jets.
So
he already knows the coach doesn't want him.
So
I don't
today,
him.
Adam Gase had to respond to, well, what do you think about Le'Veon bowling all night Saturday? They asked if he was going to fine Le'Veon, and he says, for what? I can't tell him he's got to stay in his house.
Right.
He was too sick to work.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but sometimes you feel a little bit better, right?
24-hour bug.
You want to test it out?
The bowling alley did say that there was a fair amount of alcoholic beverages on his table.
Good.
At the bowling alley. They didn't say whether he was actually drinking himself.
Well, they say, you know, it's good for like a sore throat.
Yeah.
Shot of vodka.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it might be. Throw that puppy down.
Not Southern
because
comfort.
The alcohol. No. Keep that on the bottom shelf. That'll, it kills a lot of the germs.
Right. Right. So he's treating.
I don't think Le'Veon Bell did anything wrong.
Nope.
The season's over.
It is.
The Jets
it's done. He's regretting that.
I wonder what his teammates think.
He's regretting it.
They were like, I wish I could have bowled with you.
Yep, absolutely right.
Well, they did win Sunday.
They did. They played a good Dolphins team.
They beat the pesky Dolphins.
Yep, they beat a good Dolphins team.
He doesn't want to be there.
Is he playing on Thursday? They have the Thursday game this week. Bell.
Yay.
Is he playing?
It depends on if he's going to.
Against the Ravens?
That flu can hang on. You never know if he's going to be able to.
He's not playing against the Ravens.
Not playing against the Ravens.
No, he's
going
to sit that one out.
They might even,
it's you.
Yeah, that's you. Hey, listen. The season's over. He doesn't want to be there. Start figuring out where you're going to play next year. And
how you
call
can trade him.
Call
else.
Beckham and figure out how you guys get to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. That's all. Simple. Talk to Bill. Talk to one of Bill's. Talk to someone from Kraft Productions. See if you can get to see if they can buy you in.
They probably got an opening for a videographer position right now.
They just might.
617-779-7937. Craig's up in Maine. Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
What's going on?
Love the show. Hey, I just wanted to have a couple questions now. This was a film crew that is Ohio-based film crew. The Pats didn't fly them out, right?
No, the Patriots had three people of their own there. The guy who shot the video was reportedly a freelancer who was hired out there.
I see. Okay, all right. See, I was wondering why they had the Pats gear on. Apparently they had Pats shirts on or something, right?
Yeah, somebody had a Bruins shirt on.
Well, the videographer, the guy, the freelancer, reportedly had some Bruins something or other on. But the three people that Kraft Sports Productions sent had on Patriots shirts or something.
Right.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to let them in the press box. They have the credentials. Let them set up the camera on a tripod. And if you're going to, you know, watch a film, you've got to edit the film, you're going to need, you know, 10, 15 minutes of coverage just to piece together what you need, I would think.
Yeah, but not the field. You're not, the story's not what's going on in the field.
Yeah, you can't film it. It's as simple as
you
that.
You know, had you done a sweeping pass of it while they were warming up beforehand, okay, that's plenty of B-roll for that situation.
Because, like, I just don't understand how they can't realize, no matter what level you are of the Kraft Sports Group, just how significant that is.
Right.
Where, like, you're so well aware of it. I mean, every single fan knows about it, let alone people who are paid by Kraft knows how significant these things are and how the league will look for anything or other teams will look for anything. And if all of a sudden you have a camera at a game, I mean, come on.
It's beyond.
And think about it. They had to go through the whole process of getting the credentials. They had to go through the process of hiring this third-party camera person.
Yeah.
So you had to go through all that. So it was all well thought out. And you have the whole documentary. You have plans of what you're going to do. How does one person in that group say, hey, by the way, let's make sure that we don't take any chances with this?
Okay, so, that's what I say. Can we dispense with this idea of blaming the videographer because he wasn't an employee? You've got three employees of the Kraft organization.
Like, listen, you can't do this.
You can't. I mean, don't. You can't use the excuse of, oh, well, he didn't know. He's just he's like some guy from Cleveland that we hired. You've got three other guys.
Mm-hmm.
You flew them down there. You got them credentials. You knew everything was going on. They're well placed within the Kraft production scenario. You can't make the excuse that it's an out-of-towner.
So yesterday, Bill Belichick was on OMF, and they asked him about what the rules are.
I know when all this thing went down, it was an understanding of where you can and cannot videotape the sidelines. You can't do it from the sideline or from the field level. But
you
always
can't
thought
do
there
it,
were areas you could do it from in the stadium. You can't?
No.
Nowhere?
Nowhere.
Huh.
No.
I thought it was,
we were all wrong.
I thought it was in a covered area, upstairs in a covered area you could do it, if there was an overhang or a covered area. Wasn't there
no, the advanced scouts is in a press box.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no camera for an event. He can use binoculars and take notes and, you know, all that. But, no, he can't video record the plays or anything else that's going on. Absolutely not.
So the only film is just the all 22, the films that you guys, I guess, would just use for any other.
You can use TV copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use TV copy. Sure.
Well, it's funny because we mentioned earlier, Mark Maskey for the Washington Post says, one source said a consideration for the league is whether the video shows anything that couldn't be seen on TV or on the coach's tape. And you heard Bill say, you know, you can use TV copy, whatever they show on TV, you can look
listen
at.
Listen to Romo if you want.
Right.
You could do that.
Why not?
So Mike McCann wrote about it. It says, looks like the NFL will use a logical method to assess the Patriots' Do Your Job web series video controversy. If the video only shows what was already apparent on the Bengals game broadcast or on the coach's tape, then you might say the video does no damage and isn't a big deal.
Yeah, because that's also interesting. Like the 8 minutes, or in other articles, are saying that was the entire first quarter. Because that's not just B-roll. The whole first quarter, it's 15 minutes of game action, but it's 45 minutes of real life action, and you're just zooming in on that. That's the other thing too. Are you zoomed in? Are you like following the head coach up and down? Are you following just the coordinators, or like what's going on? Like, I think there's a lot of different ways to interpret them filming the sideline. None of it sounds good, is the point. But I think we'd all like to see what the tape looks like.
I think Des, you hit
the nail on the head. Yeah. Put the tape out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have Roger Goodell put it out there and say, listen, here it is.
Right.
This is why we decided, whatever the decision is, this is why we decided no harm, no foul. This is why we decided to fine the Patriots $100,000. Here's what we saw. You see it. We're being completely transparent. Of course, that's not Roger Goodell's MO, true, though, is it?
True.
The whole transparency thing?
Is that going to change? You could have Max Kellerman watch the video three ways from Sunday, and it's not going to change his mind. He's got his shtick, he's got his attitude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whether you release it or not, and I'm all for releasing it, you might sway a few people that say, "Yeah, well, that's nothing."
Nationally, it's already Spygate 2. Like, right? That's just what it is, and that's not going to change.
Well, yeah,
no matter how many follow-up articles, especially if they get punished.
Yep.
Because then you have that too. Like, well, what do you mean it's like it didn't happen? Like, well, then why did they get fined $250,000 or whatever it is?
They got punished, didn't they?
That's something.
And you know, fans of other teams will look at it and say, well, I don't see anything, but Bill Belichick's, he'll know something from that film. Yeah. I can't see it right off. I'm no coach, but there's something there. There's a reason they did it. You know, that's the way it goes.
Yep.
It's kind of a joke.
It seems pretty clear to me that minds are already made up. That, you know, the Fitzy Wiggins camp, with Thornton maybe added in, they're on the, what are you kidding me? Of course they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And then, you know, the Albert in Rhode Island and everybody else on the planet camp is, they cheated then, they cheat now, they'll always cheat. They just got caught cheating again. They've been cheating all along. They just didn't get caught until now.
Right.
And you're not going to change their mind. It's that same group that we said earlier
who
will tell you today, oh, the Patriots filmed the Rams walkthrough.
Yeah, because they saw that reported once, and then they didn't follow the retraction, and then they kind of run with that. And even stories now are writing that, and then having to go back and correct themselves
at 2 a.m.
At 2 a.m. But well, yeah, whoops, nothing to see here.
But it's one of those things that you're not putting the toothpaste back in the tube here, because people are going to believe what they want to believe. The majority of fans around the country are going to believe what they want to believe, and what they want to believe. And you don't even see it as making excuses for your own franchise. You know,
and that's what it is. But it's like, well, how can that team over 20 years have that much success and my team doesn't?
Right.
Well, then they're obviously cheating rather than just, you know what, they have
the
best coach, they have the best quarterback.
But I'm not surprised by that attitude. You see that attitude in not a lot of stuff, not just sports. You see it.
But I feel like, so growing up, I hated the Chicago Bulls. And I think a lot of kids did. Well, maybe if you were a front runner, you liked them. But for the most part, in the 90s, I hated the Bulls. But I never said to myself, they're cheating. Like, Jordan's cheating. Like, no. Jordan was just the best. Jordan was going to win. Jordan and Pippen were better than you. Like, that's just what it was. I never took it to the, they must have been cheating. Like, that's just, I just don't know why that so many people do go to that. Now, I understand that they did cheat, but again, it is stupid things that really probably didn't impact the game that significantly.
And when you look at the big picture, how do you sit there and not appreciate, if you're a football fan, I guess that's what it is. I guess it's really the laundry that matters more than anything else.
That's what it is.
Not so much appreciation for football. And I've heard plenty of people whose opinion I respect, hammer the Patriots acting like there was an issue. But then I've actually seen more people whose football opinions I respect that understand what Belichick's done.
Yeah.
A texter who probably speaks for a portion of the population out there said if the Patriots were found guilty that they did this, they did it on purpose, they were trying to gain
a competitive, when you said the Patriots would be
texter
Bill.
Texter says, as a huge fan of the Patriots and Bill Belichick, I believe Kraft should fire Belichick on the spot. Mm-hmm. I'll say this, if they somehow found documented evidence that Bill Belichick said, hey, listen, while you got the cameras going up there, give me some sideline stuff of the Bengals, I could almost see firing on the spot.
I would not do that at all.
I could no. I'm saying but, I could see based on past history. Bill, really, you did
I'll
it
tell
again.
You what though? He'd be out for a season. You'd have to have somebody for a season because you were already warned the first time. Remember, we saw those emails that everybody in the league got. There were specific emails being like, "Hey, we know everybody's doing this. We're done with this," and they did it anyway. So that pissed them off even more, and that's why the punishment was so severe that time. So now you're going to say 12 years later you're still doing it. If that was true, I think it'd be dumb to fire him, but I think Goodell would slap a full season suspension on him.
That would probably cause the Patriots to move on in terms of, yeah, I think it would. I think it wouldn't have.
And by the way, none of us think that's the case.
No,
I don't.
None
all.
Of us
I
believe
really
that.
No.
The point is, if Robert Kraft somehow had some documented evidence of Bill Belichick email to the production company saying, "Hey, listen, get a camera, stick it on the Bengals sidelines, let it roll, get me the footage." I mean, yeah, I could see the Patriots at that point saying it's time to go.
I think he's more concerned about the team's offense right now than he is what the Kraft Sports production is working on for their next documentary of somebody that works for them.
Well, yesterday when Belichick appeared on OMF, this was obviously the story at the top of the table.
Yeah, I heard about this, and, you know, evidently this is our production people on the TV show that were there. And I have absolutely nothing to do. We have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce, direct, or shoot or anything. I've never even seen any of their tapes or anything else. So this is something that we 100% have zero involvement with. This is something that you'd have to talk to the production people about, or what they were doing or whatever it was.
So was this your advance?
We've never seen anything that they've shot other than what's been on TV.
Oof, so he doesn't watch the videos on their sure website. Point. It's kind of a shock.
Well, he said, except what's been on TV. I guess that counts.
I don't know if they've been on TV. These Do Your Job specials. I feel like that's kind of a shot at them.
Patriots.com thing.
They didn't watch any of their stuff. They had one on the equipment staff. They had one busy on the director of scouting. They had one on the team behind the team. I guess he didn't watch that one.
He's a little busy. Maybe
you think he could be.
Yeah. Got a few things going in his life.
Well,
how the hell
fix.
Do we score touchdowns with this team?
Jeez. Oh, yep. Sports dietitian. You guys want to watch that one? Pull that one.
Diet.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that.
Look at me.
See, that's a big thing now with professional sports teams. It's like, you know, the Bruins have Behind the Bee, where they'll do a segment on the nutritionist who works with the team, or they'll do a segment on the speed skating coach, or they're just trying to, well, A, fill content, but B, give fans an opportunity to peek behind the scenes that they don't normally see. They see the players all the time. They see the coaches all the time. We're going to show them something different.
And it's directed at your diehards. And that's fine. Yeah. You know, Bruins fans, diehard Bruins fans are going to eat up anything they can on it. Same thing with Patriots fans and whatnot. And you know what? Smart move. Every professional team is doing it. Every team is finding a way to increase their footprint, especially in social media and in subscription services and everything. It's why would you leave that money on the table?
A texter says, with the way the Patriots offense is going, why is it so far-fetched to believe this? I don't want to believe it either, but I can't just dismiss it out of hand. I don't think any of us are dismissing it out of hand. We're already saying how stupid it looks to begin
Agreed.
With. And I bet Bill Belichick is going, are you kidding me? Really? Yeah. We're gonna do this?
Right.
Now, I do kind of dismiss out of hand the idea that Bill Belichick, even with the way the offense is going, thinks that he needs this kind of an edge, this kind of legacy-crushing edge to defeat the Cincinnati Bengals.
I also think that if they were still cheating in some regard, it would be something different, because you don't want to get popped for the same thing twice.
And he
right?
might tell
like,
you.
I feel like that one specific thing.
Yeah, we've already done that.
He's not going there again. Maybe there's something else in the works, something we don't even know about, something we might find out about 10 years from now, but it's not that.
And maybe save a little money and just send one guy with an iPhone 11 or something and zoom in on the sideline from the
on the
good
phones
seats.
Are great.
Some guy sitting in the stands could get you the exact same
Real
thing.
Nice
you could
shot.
Buy three tickets and triangulate the sidelines.
I love it.
And then
sync your phones.
Right.
There you go.
You put way more thought into this than I would have expected.
Steve's done it.
I'm just saying.
He
was down there scouting Clemson for BC. He's down there doing that. Didn't really pay off this year.
By the way,
but
have you gotten the BC coaching job yet?
You know, I put my name, I threw my name in the hat, and problem was it was the wrong hat.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I think I'm out. They said you're too dumb for that already, so wrong that.
Looks like they won't have or A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
See, he's going pro.
Yeah, I saw that.
So the new coach won't have him.
As a matter of fact, he should.
Why would you come back for your senior year?
Oh, he should.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't even play in the bowl game if I was him.
And I bet he won't.
Why would you?
He should not.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
You know, some secondary bowl game that'll be played on, you know, December 18th or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. Yep. 617-779-7.
Oh, he won't play, by the way. The story is he already will announced. Not play. They're good. Playing Cincinnati, right, in the whatever bowl.
Yep.
He is not playing it.
Bowl.
What's the logo for the whatever bowl? A great big W?
Big W.
Nice.
Yeah,
The kids call it the, you know, whatevs bowl.
Whatevs bowl.
You
know,
I want some of that gear. 617-779-7937. Right back to the calls after we trend.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
So Bill Belichick did his conference call with the Cincinnati Bengals media today. I don't even
imagine
what they might have discussed.
You know what they call the Cincinnati cheerleaders?
The Bengals?
Yeah.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Catchy.
The Bengals.
I wonder. Yeah, they probably didn't ask Bill about those, though, right? About
they
the
might have. I didn't hear the whole thing. Could be on there.
I have a feeling you know what they wanted to ask him about, and they did.
When were you first made aware of the complaint from the Bengals concerning the Patriots film crew in the game this past weekend that the Patriots released a statement concerning?
I guess it was sometime yesterday afternoon.
And what was your initial reaction to when the complaint came to your attention?
I mean, I have no idea. I had no idea what it was about. And then, you know, I got an explanation. I think the organization released that explanation or something similar to that. That's really all I know about it.
Have you spoken to anyone on the Patriots content team or anyone involved in the incident?
Yeah, I'm really focused on getting ready for the Bengals here. I think all that's being handled internally or, you know, however it's being handled. I don't know. Again, I have no involvement in this and no knowledge of it. And so I really don't have any idea what exactly is going on. I can tell you that, you know, we've never, as a coaching staff, and I personally have never viewed any video footage at all of anything that those production people have done, you know, other than what's shown on public television or something like that. We don't have anything to do with what they do, so I really don't have much knowledge of the situation at all.
He at least acknowledged the questions.
He gave it more than
answers.
I'm surprised.
I'm sure he didn't want to sound defensive about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he probably took that into account because he could have easily fallen back on the, well, we released a statement on it.
Right.
I get you a copy of the statement. Right. He's done that before to plenty of people, especially to the Patriots people. Hey, you want a statement? We'll get you that statement. You guys can all read the statement. No, he kind of continued to go through the, we have nothing to do with that. You know, unless it's a produced piece that makes it onto TV, we don't see any of the footage that is ever shot from those guys. So he basically learned
I believe. He's got a few other things on his plate reviewing footage for Kraft Sports Productions.
I don't think that's on his
while
list.
We hear sit and say, like, he's been straightforward and out front and more, even today, that what we just heard. Surprising that he was as open and straightforward to talking about it as he was. The rest of the country says, he's trying to distract from what he did. Of course he's going to be acting like he's cooperating and doing everything he can. Of course that's the issue. So it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, but I think this is the better way of handling it.
I agree.
You know, I think if he was really short about it, like, oh god.
I agree.
Are you hiding something or not?
But is he going to win it?
No, he's not going to win over a lot. There's certain people right away, right?
When he meets with the media here locally, it's going to get shut down. He's going to say, look, I've talked about it. You know, I've answered questions about it. You know, I don't.
Tomorrow, right? Because there's the press conference tomorrow.
Here. Yep.
I would think, unless something new comes out.
Unless the a fine comes out, unless some sort of penalty is already out tomorrow. And I feel like that'd be a little quick. But maybe by Friday or Saturday, we might hear something.
And his reaction will be straightforward. We understand what happened. It's regrettable. The situation has been fixed, and communication will be coordinated better in the future.
Yeah.
Simple.
617-779-7937. Jason's in New Hampshire. Hey, Jason.
How's it going today, guys?
Good.
What's going on? Great.
So I just wanted to throw out there, what are the odds that the filmmaker that they hired, a guy who's not a New England fan.
The videographer?
Sabotaging this, right? Yeah, the videographer. What if he's just turning the camera over there while the other three guys are talking, not paying attention? I don't know, just throwing a little fun out there, different conversation.
Hey, listen, you could be on to something, Jason.
A Keith Spiracy.
That is one.
You know, he's a longtime Cleveland resident. Hated Belichick from the days he was there as the head coach.
Just been waiting and waiting and
I'm
waiting.
I'm going to get my chance.
When can I get to the Patriots and Belichick? And then all of a sudden this opportunity fell into his lap. He was looking on Craigslist want ads. He found the one that said, seeking a photographer with minimal experience. If you can, within driving distance of the ballpark here in Cleveland, and he went there, and he's like, now's my time.
All part of the huge anti-Patriots conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yep.
They got him. Or maybe somebody else got
the job.
Somebody
out there that just took me seriously.
Do you think maybe this happened? Somebody else got the job, a real photographer, and then, like you see in movies, he went, clubbed that guy over the head, took his clothes, didn't kill him, just clubbed him over the head, took his clothes,
tied
walked in there, and I'm like, yeah, hi, I'm Phil Steves. And they're like, oh, hi, Phil Steves. Just point and shoot, right? That's what you guys want?
Yep.
Texter calling me out says, Dale, you've repeatedly said on other issues in that organization that not one thing goes on around there without Bill Belichick being aware of it. Is that beeping I'm hearing?
Ooh.
No, the football operation, there is nothing that happens that he doesn't know about.
Yeah, the football stuff, and that's the thing, is like it's kind of blurred because it's Kraft Sports Productions.
I mean, they're in the building.
But it is, right.
I think the sum and substance of his connection with Kraft Sports Productions is when he does the Belestrator segment with Zoe down the hall.
Right.
Once a
week. I was going to say, I don't know if he was listening to Andy Hart and Paul Perillo's podcast for all those
probably
years.
Probably not.
All due respect to those, and they do a great job, but I don't think he was listening to that.
Probably the other entity is the Gillette Stadium entity. Yeah. I mean, that's probably a separate entity from, you know, and there's Kraft,
well, like, yeah, you
there's
look
Kraft
at,
Sports LLC that includes the football operations. Yeah, Bill Belichick has his hands in every bit of the football operations.
Paul Daner is the guy from The Athletic who wrote earlier today about the 8 minutes of footage. He did a podcast today and talked about apparently what he has seen that's on the footage.
What's on the tape is essentially 8 minutes. You know, you have 8 minutes of footage and an extended amount of time of just shooting the Bengals sideline at basically as graphic as it can get, as straightforward
sexual
as it can get. This is shooting the sideline. This is guys running off the field. This is coaches making signals. This is all that stuff. The same stuff that was part of Spygate 1 where all this went down.
Hmm. Sideline stuff.
All right.
Erotic, again, sideline stuff.
Graphic.
But again, okay.
Boy.
So what signals?
Zach Taylor in his undies.
Yeah.
What signals are being stolen?
So the tricky part of this is the scout would also be watching the sideline.
Right.
Right. I mean, and the game. I mean, obviously in the game. But part of the scout's job is...
He can use his binoculars.
Get the binocs out there, zoom in on it. And so maybe the cameraman was misinformed. I know I sound like I'm making excuses, but maybe the cameraman was misinformed. Be like, oh, I'm doing a thing on this guy whose job is to watch this stuff. So maybe we should get some video of that. Even though, again, somebody clearly should have told him.
Exactly.
Don't even
right.
point your camera that way. I'm just trying to connect the dots the best we can.
And I'll point out that Spygate, when it happened, was prior to the green dot era in the NFL. In fact, the green dot was partially born out of Spygate.
Yeah, you're welcome,
league. Yeah, where you literally signaled in the defenses. You did the signals.
I know.
And that's what they were videotaping. Now, as you point out, the only signaling they do is personnel groups, which you can sort of count when they come out on the field.
You learn it by just being there anyway. If you're a defensive player and you don't and you need a signal from the sideline to tell you what personnel group is, that means you're not either not being coached well enough or you're not paying attention. But even so, back in the day, if you were giving hand signals, which every team did to get the defense in there, you are doing it with a dummy coach sitting there next to you. Again, you never know which one is active. You're changing the signals every week, whether it's the indicator or whatever, just like in baseball, the activator, whatever they call it, like okay, when the in Dallas, when the coach touched when he touches whatever signal came after he touched his forehead, he'd give five signals. Whichever one was immediately after he touched the forehead. Next week was immediately after he touched his chest. The idea that teams weren't smart enough to change up their signals week to week,
right?
Stupid.
If there is 8 minutes of footage focused on the sidelines. And it was literally just a Kraft Sports production brain fart. And nobody told them, hey, you can't do that. The organization's going to get fined, maybe a substantial amount of money, and nobody will think much of it. If you can connect that somehow to football operations and to Bill Belichick, then it goes nuclear.
And
then
you're talking about
draft picks and suspensions.
By all means, you should pay a hefty price. Not even a question. If you have a direct, unassailable connection to football operations, then by all means do you bring the hammer down. Not even a question.
Yeah, right. If he did it again.
Right.
Oh, my God.
This would be the third time that he would have been caught doing
apparently.
Then absolutely. And I said, firing of Belichick by Bob Kraft at that point would not be out of the realm of possibility.
Agreed.
And a year suspension, as Rich talked
about. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
It would absolutely be within the realm of possibility. But none of us believe that happened.
No.
None of us actually believe that Bill Belichick was saying, hey, I need some footage of Zach Taylor on the sidelines.
And on top of that, how the hell are you going to prove it?
Right. But you're also not, I mean, we're not 100% ruling it out. There's a slight percentage that it was, but the more you talk about it, the more you look at it from a logical viewpoint, you're right. It doesn't make sense. Then again, I never thought it made sense in the first place.
By the way, OMF has more info coming up at 2.
Nice.
They're teasing this out. I don't know if it's Scoops. I don't know if it's Glenn, maybe.
Is this Scoops Fourier?
Could be Scoops Fourier. I'm hoping it's a Scoops Fourier, but it could be a Lou from the clouds.
Is he suggesting that somebody's Dunsky?
He just says, or the show account just tweeted, we have more info on Bengals allegations of hashtag Patriots videotaping sideline signals.
Nice. Kick some tires.
Maybe they have an interview with the actual videographer.
They have Adam Schefter on.
He hasn't been killed yet.
At 5:30. So,
I mean, let's be honest.
As well. Suffered the fate of Epstein and
Those two guys in Deflategate. Has anybody seen or heard from them since then?
Nope. Absolutely not.
They're living on an island with this guy that just shot that. Yeah.
And Vince Foster and Epstein. All those guys.
Mike's in Seekonk. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Mike.
Good. How you doing? I just came up with a theory that I don't know that I thought about this morning. I don't know if anybody's seen it. I think if it's just the sidelines, I think Belichick's not involved. That guy just from Cincinnati's a douche because, listen, buddy, what Spygate was about was the camera going up to the down and distance. If that wasn't done, there's no Bill Belichick involved. That's my feel.
There you go. From Mike and Seekonk's lips
very
to God's
simple.
Ears.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Simple. You use the radio. You use radio calls for offense and defense. What's the evidence? What signal's going on? That does nothing.
Well, what you could do, and we mentioned this before, but Urban Meyer did a special where he was talking about you can get – if you keep an eye on the head coach, for example – and there might be some certain cues you can get from him. So forget about the old days of signaling in the play. They all have headsets on and all that stuff. I get it. But there might be, for example, the Urban Meyer example is there might be a head coach that is completely hands-off as it relates to special teams. He has nothing to do with special teams. Every time they punt, he's out there talking to the defense or talking to the offense. Then all of a sudden there's a fake punt, and now he's down in a crouched stance by the 20-yard line. All eyes on that play and what's going to happen there. So that could possibly be something. We know that Bill Belichick has always wanted to see Sean McVay in this last Super Bowl, wanted to see Pete Carroll. Maybe he's got certain cues that way.
First off, I expect more from Urban Meyer. He's better than that because the amount of fake plays and special teams going on are so minute, it's ridiculous. And the next part of that equation is, if you're a dummy coach who's going to be pacing up and down the sidelines in a very frantic motion while you're waiting for the punt to go off or the field goal or whatever, you're giving it away anyway. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a film to say, oh, well, you know, every time the offense comes off, he's talking to the offense. Now he's sitting there biting his nails looking at the punter. You know, I mean, that's not a great example. I'm sure he can do better than that. I'm sure there's something you could see, but that's just not that good an example.
Matt Chatham tweeted out a minute ago, just got through a half of a broadcast and coach's copy of a Bengals game. Players on field don't look to the sideline, either side of the ball, for audibles/adjustments. Calls come in through the headset. Shifts by the other side prompt signaling between players, not with the sideline.
Yes.
This whole thing is idiotic.
Which was exactly what we said earlier on in the day. We said this is not, there are not hand signals. If the hand signals are about your personnel and you're a player, a defensive player, and you can't see it, then you're not being coached well enough anyway.
What else you got coming up next? Dale and Keefe with Diassi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keefe, WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we didn't get to earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Steve?
I love the whole NFL 100 all-time stuff, and they've just come out with the offensive line. Now, this is where they've stashed, and I'm sure all these guys, I'm a big historian of the game, and there's a number of names I have no idea. Bob the Boomer Brown, first one on the list, I have no idea.
Helps. The nickname jumps out. It's kind of flashy.
It helps.
Boomer.
But, there's a ton of guys out there, and I probably know half the names. They hit a number of the older guys. I'm sure somebody, maybe Belichick, was in there fighting for the older guys from the previous from the 50s and the 40s and whatever. But, of course, John Hanna's on there, one of the all-time great offensive linemen, one of the great guards.
There are those who say he's the best guard who ever played.
Yeah. There is, but he's got some pretty good competition in that situation. Larry Little, Randall McDaniel, a bunch of, Bruce Matthews. You're talking about some pretty good.
Is there a guy that was the best that you faced that stands out?
Hanna.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Hanna. Yeah. You just couldn't get him off. A lot of guys, even some of these guys on the list, you could bone them in the head and snap their neck a little bit, and they wouldn't.
But Hanna wouldn't budge.
Yeah, no, Hanna would. It didn't matter. You'd hurt yourself if you tried to, you take that forearm and you smash them under the chin, and you try to. If you stop their head, the body's going to have trouble going.
Right.
couldn't do that to Hannah.
Wow. What else you got?
Rich? Well, speaking of Steve said the O-line came out, so did the tight ends, and there are 12 tight end finalists.
And then what are they whittled down to? Five?
Five will make the team. They're going to announce that on Friday. The finalists are Dave Casper, Mike Ditka, Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, Rob Gronkowski, Ron Kramer, John Mackey, Ozzie Newsome, Charlie Sanders, Shannon Sharp, Kellen Winslow, and Jason Witten. So Witten, the only current player. Of course, he retired, then came back.
Right.
But, I mean, for my money, Gronk is definitely one of the five best tight ends. We'll see what they do. Definitely, they did lean, though, a little bit more modern era guy. No Jimmy Graham. Like, they didn't go that far. But Gates and Gonzalez and Witten and Gronk all to be on the list.
No, but the numbers, the modern-day numbers are overwhelming
are so
compared
ridiculous.
To the other guys.
Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah. So it's going to be difficult to whittle that down.
What else you got?
Bruins lose last night in Ottawa, 5-2. I bring you this just as a sample of post-game comments. This is goaltender Tuukka Rask after the game.
Before we start, I just want to send my condolences to Pete Fraley's family. I heard about his passing today. He inspired us all with everything he did. Even he was going through a lot, but he still raised awareness and a lot of money for that terrible disease, and our thoughts are with his family.
Post game last night on Nesson, we played comments from Tuukka, Torrey Krug, Patrice Bergeron, and Zdeno Chara. All independently, all separately, began before they would even talk about the game. All said, "Listen, before we start, I just want to say this."
Yeah.
And each of them paid tribute to Pete Fraley's and. Gave out condolences and wishes Pete's family.
The impact that Pete Fraley's had and continues to have is incredible, and that just shows you just a small part of that. You know, the Bruins, making sure to mention that last night.
I don't know what's coming.
It's going to be good, though.
OMF says there's something big coming up here in just a few
minutes. I thought you were talking
minutes.
About Karaoke Tuesday.
All that, too.
That's even bigger. The announcement. All this is Chris Scheim serenading us into the rest of your Tuesday. I can't even imagine what you have here, Scheim.
Guys, it's holiday season, so of course I chose the best Christmas song on the planet.
Oh, my God. This is the best one, huh?
If you don't like George Michael, it's...
All right, all right.
Went with the album version, apparently.
Sure did.
It's a long intro song.
Take the bass line for a walk.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
That's real vibrato.
That is
this year,
wow.
To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Oh, I think he's singing to me.
Last Christmas, Keith, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, Dale gave it away.
Yes, yes he did.
This
cold.
Year,
it's cold.
To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special, like Ryan Tannehill.
You had to get Tannehill there.
Man.
Unbelievable. Scheim, that is really well done, sir. You've outdone yourself once again.
What did he?
Hats off to Chris Scheim. And Karaoke Tuesday.
And just be prepared.
Yeah.
In just over a week's time.
1 week's time.
1 week's time. Friday the 20th. I have a date. Release date for the first ever Dale and Keith original track.
I thought he said I thought he said he had a date. I was
so
excited.
No, we said that's how you make money.
I'm happily taken, Dale.
You got to have a Christmas song, and Scheim is going to write
there we go.
And perform one for us.
I sure am. It's going to be sensual and exciting
and erotic.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
So.
Is it Jammogram?
OMF is coming up next. They've got more information on this whole Cincinnati Bengals gate.
And
I can't wait to hear it.
Guys.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Oh, hold on. I got to do that first. I forgot. If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the rewind feature. Text APP to 37937 to download. Standard message and data rates may apply. And now, goodbye.
Last Christmas, I gave Keith my heart, but the very next day, Dale gave it away. This year, to save us from tears, I'll give it to someone special like Ryan Tannehill.
No way to say he did not skip.
That's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.